I am so glad that you have decided that you want to take this journey together. I know it's been a long time, but I have learned that these things just can't be rushed. And time again, you have proved yourself patient, devoted, willing. And I couldn't ask for more. Our experiments with locking you up have been such a resounding success. You've managed to stay locked up for 2 weeks now, and once you cross that mark, we aren't far from more extended lockups. Much more extended lockups. Exciting, isn't it? Well, today I have a gift to give you. But before I do, there is just one last thing I need you to see. My trophy room. In this room, there are 5 glass boxes, each containing the cages of the men who stood exactly where you stand now, naked, unlocked, waiting in anticipation for my next steps. And in each case is not only the cage they once wore for me, but also the story of our time together. In the first case, you can see a gorgeous steel cage, custom designed for the two of us by an Italian blacksmith. When the light hits it just right, you can see it shimmer with all the colours of the rainbow. But the shape of it is something special. It has the head of a dragon, and the tube is adorned with scales. He was my dragon, mystical and magical. To others, fierce, ready to breathe fire at a moment's notice. But he was also kind, gentle, and above all, protective. His life was complicated, and the demands on him were many. But by surrendering his cock to my control, he allowed me to tame his inner dragon and give him peace in a world that otherwise claimed so much of him. He was my dragon for 6 years, until the time came when he needed to continue his journey alone. As he requested his key, he told me he would wear it always, not as a symbol of being captured and controlled, but as a reminder of how far he had grown and how I had given him freedom he never thought was possible to know. As I unlocked him for the very last time, I did it with tears in my eyes, not of sadness, but of gratitude. He had been my first, and he had made so many of my dreams, my fantasies, my desires come true. And just as much as he grew, I did as well. The second cage holds a cage that's quite different. It's tiny, it's pink, and plastic. It was worn by my sissy princess. And, as was fitting, we called it her little clitty cage. It wasn't that way when we met. He was shy, reserved, and quite beautiful. When I raised the topic of chastity for the first time, he blushed from head to toe. And at first he denied it, like he denied so many things. But I can always tell. It's like a superpower. And soon we were drinking wine and he was telling me all of his secrets. And I was sharing a few of mine. He wanted to be forced to be more feminine. To be humiliated and shamed as he was made into a sissy. Once that cage was in place, he transformed like a beautiful butterfly. He opened up and allowed himself the freedom to explore the things that he had just repressed his entire life. That pink cage freed him to admit to himself that he loved how it felt to be dressed in panties and lingerie, to do his hair and makeup and wear the frilliest of dresses, high heels, jewellery, stockings. And once he did, he blossomed. I almost felt as if there was some sort of magic in that cage. so small and tiny, it made his cock disappear into a nub, sealed away in plastic, with a cute little lock that kept him safe and secure. Even when he went out in the world, whether it was with friends or off to work, underneath his clothes, he would always know that his Princess Clitty was safely locked away. He no longer needed to be forced to accept who he was. He learned to enjoy it. And now he wears a similar cage, but I no longer hold that key. When I unlocked him for the last time, he smiled and told me that while he no longer needed a key holder, in his heart, he would always remain my sissy princess. The third case holds a beautiful work of art, made of clear polymer, unbreakable, all encasing. It was fitted precisely to the cock of the man who wore it for me. A man who came to me with his share of problems. His heart was pure, but he was drawn to things that didn't serve him well. He came to me looking for control, discipline, guidance. And I told him there was only one way, and that night, he agreed to be locked for me. It took time to find the perfect cage, and when I discovered it, I knew immediately it would change his life. It was a diabolical device because it ensured that no sensation ever reached his cock. There was not even a millimeter of space to allow movement or sensation. It wouldn't slide or shift. It was as if it was attached to him, bonded to his own skin. It allowed him to feel nothing in that cock, ever. But it was also crystal clear. And as a man who was given to all forms of visual stimulation, it was a special torture to force him see what was locked away and untouchable. So close and yet so far away. At times he would wail in utter frustration, begging and pleading me not to come, but just for some kind of sensation. Even the slightest touch, begging on his knees. I would always deny him, of course. He would always writhe and shake and twist and turn. Yet, the device was made to ensure that he felt nothing. And yet, he saw everything. It was what he needed. Frustration. And he begged me not just to frustrate him, but to make him addicted to it. And I did. Both of us knowing full well that, well, addictions are dangerous and destructive things. His was no different, but it was better than the ones that previously consumed his life. Smoking, alcohol, gambling. The cage became his substitute for all of that. And as his frustrations grew, so did his ability to withstand it. To tolerate it, to feel it and not act upon it because he was no longer able to. It took time, but he learned self-control. A while more, he learned self-discipline. And after 3 years, he requested his key. When I unlocked him, he left a changed man. He no longer needed my control. Because he was now in control of himself. He too wears his key every day, not as a reminder of the weakness of his addictions, but as a totem of his strength and his ability to overcome all of it. The fourth box holds not one cage, but three. Black, 3D printed from nylon that sets as hard as a rock. The first was fitted to contain the cock of a man who was, by all accounts, fairly well endowed. It took him quite some time to adjust. But he told me his cock and his size was a burden to him. that he wished more than anything to have that taken away from him, to feel like it was something that no longer defined him. Locking it away helped. He had always dreamed of chastity, but was never brave enough to ask for it. Well, until he met me, that was. And it was I who asked. His cute face lit up, and he immediately became committed to being locked, teased, and denied. But more than that, we worked on something even more intimate and personal. As our time together progressed, I worked on training him to wear smaller and smaller cages for me. His size made it a challenge, and his desire for it and need to be locked was often at odds with his physiology. I learned so much about male anatomy, and gradually we found ways to reduce his cock and make it fit in progressively smaller and smaller cages. Each time we decreased the size, he would undergo a transformation. As his cock was made to feel smaller, he grew more and more submissive to me, more obedient, more devoted. The second cage was only half the size of the first, and once his body accepted it, he felt more at peace with himself. And the third cage, as you can see, is nearly half the size of the second. Once he was able to wear the smallest cage, he had also learned to accept something about himself that he hadn't been able to find before. And with his newfound confidence, he also found, with my blessing, a woman that he loved. And when I unlocked him, it was alongside the woman who would then become his wife. As I took my cage from his cock, she replaced it of one of her own. I passed the key that I had used to her, and the two of them left, together, starting a brand new life of adventures, with him locked away and her holding his key. And finally, the fifth box. It holds something different. Not a cage, but a key. It's a story that's still hard for me to tell, and a cage that was never unlocked. I keep the key as a reminder of someone I lost not long ago. When he fell ill, we both knew his time was short. The doctors gave him 3 weeks. He managed to hold on for 6. And when I asked him if he wanted to be unlocked and to spend his last 3 days enjoying the pleasures that I always withheld from him, he took my hand and told me there was nothing in his life that pleased him more than being locked for me. And when he did pass, he left me a note. It said so many things that I needed to hear. But it also asked that he be put to rest, locked, as he had been for me. And that was how he wished to spend eternity. And that his cock, like his heart, would always belong to me. Well, those are my stories. I wanted you to know how I came to be who I am today and what this all means to me. So now, I have a gift for you. Over these past few months, I've gotten to know you. Every bit of you, and I did it for a reason. I have selected a cage for you. One that fits you. Not only in size and comfort, but as an expression both of who you are and who you are to me. And once I place it on you and close the lock, you will be mine, my prized possession, for as long as we both decide. And, as you know now, you may always have the cage or the key, but not both. I am locking you here because this is a room that has so much meaning to me. It tells the story of who I am, and you're part of that story too. For how long, no one can say, but each trophy in my case has meaning to me, because each of those men taught me something about myself, and I like to think that I did the same for them. My trophies are my memories, and they are my past. And today, you are my present and my future. So, as I hold your key in front of you, I promise you to give you the same devotion I gave each of the men who came before you. Your cage is metal and solid. It's beautiful, crafted from titanium. Beautiful like you are, both inside and out. Strong and unbreakable like you are, body and mind. It is small and tight because I want you to always feel my grasp on you, my touch, my control, because you need that. Even when I'm not there, you are never alone. You will forever feel my touch. But that touch is both a blessing and a curse. It's not meant just to deny you, but to control and prohibit your erections. I know you long for that too. The control over not just your pleasure, but your arousal as well. Each time you try and grow hard and become aroused, the cage will remind you that you aren't permitted that feeling anymore, because I have taken that away from you. It was your words that inspired me. You told me that your devotion comes from your heart, not your cock. And now, each time you feel any sensations in that cock, you will have a reminder that it's not the only part of you that I possess. I own your heart as well. And as we stand here together, and as I place this cage on you and lock it away, I want you to know that today, your heart is the only trophy that I need.